Masechet Midot Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel, the Bet HaMikdash had different areas associated with it that have different levels of Kedusha, of holiness. One of these areas was called the Hel, which is just outside the walls of the courtyard. It has a Kedusha that's on a level where no idol worshippers or anybody who has Tum'at Met, who has Tum'ah because of a corpse, could enter that spot. The Hel was separated from the Temple Mount by a wooden fence, which was called the Soreg. First, we'll talk about the Hel and the Soreg, and we'll talk about a number of details about the Beit HaMikdash itself. Mishnah says, Lifnim mimenu Soreg gavoa asara tefachim. Within the Temple Mount wall was a wooden fence called the Soreg, which was 10 tefachim high. The fence ran outside of the courtyard's walls on all four sides, at a distance of 10 amot from those walls. The Soreg separated the rest of the Temple Mount from the Hel, so the Hel was closer to the Beit HaMikdash itself. So it's Beit HaMikdash, then the Hel, then the Soreg there, separating the Hel from the rest of the Temple Mount. U'shloshesre peratzot hayusham sheperatzum malchei Yavan. There were 13 breaks within that fence with which the Greek kings broke when they took control of the Beit HaMikdash. They had disregard for Jewish law, and they wanted to allow idol worshippers in, so they would break through. Hazru gdarum vegazru kenegdam shelosh esre hishtahavayot. When the Jewish people took back the Temple Mount, they repaired all of those breaks, and they made a decree and decreed 13 places of bowing as a parallel to the 13 places where the Soreg was broken. Each time a person walked into the Temple Mount or in the courtyard, they would pass by one of the places where the Soreg was broken. They would bow and then thank Hashem for helping defeat the Greeks. Lifnei mimenu ha-hel eser amot. Within the fence was an area called the Hel that took up the 10 amot between the Soreg and the walls of the courtyard on all four sides. U'shtemesre ma'alot hayusham. And there were 12 steps there on the eastern side of the Hel, the eastern side of the Hel. Urum ha-ma'ala hatzi ama v'shileha hatzi ama. The height of each step was half an ama, and the top of each step was half an ama long. These steps gave access to the Temple Mount. And now we'll list other details about the Beit HaMikdash. Kol ha-ma'alot shehayu sham, urum ma'ala hatzi ama v'shileha hatzi ama chutz mishel ulam. All steps that were in the Beit HaMikdash were the same size. The height of each step was half an ama, and the length of the step was half an ama, besides for the steps in front of the ulam, which is the eastern part of the Hechal building, which had a step that was greater than an ama in terms of its length. Kol ha-petachim v'ashta'arim shehayu sham govhan 20 ama v'rohban 10 amot. Chutz mishel ulam. All of the doorways and gates that were in the Beit HaMikdash were the same size. The height was 20 amot, and the width was 10 amot, besides the opening of the ulam, which was 40 amot high and 20 amot wide. Kol ha-petachim shehayu sham hayu lahen delatot chutz mishel ulam. All the doorways that were there in the Beit HaMikdash had doors, besides the opening of the ulam that did not have, any doors, but was closed off by a curtain. Kol ha-she'arim shehayu sham hayu lahem shakofot. All the gates that were there had a lintel. The top part of the gate rests on the doorpost. Chutz mishar tadi shehayu sham shete avanim mutot zo al gav zo. Except for the tadi gate, where the top were two stones leaning against each other at an angle, forming a peaked lintel. So everything else was flat on top, like a regular doorpost that we imagine. And besides for this one, which had two stones that created like a triangle on top. Kol ha-she'arim shehayu sham nishtanu lehiyot zahav. When the second temple was built, the Jewish people could only afford to plate the doors with copper. But when they made money, when they became wealthier, the doors of the gates were changed to gold. Chutz misha'ar nikanor, except for the nikanor gate, because a miracle happened to them, as we described in Perek Aleph, that they were one of them was thrown into the water, and eventually it came back up when Nicanor wouldn't throw the other door over. A miracle happened, the storm settled on the boat, and they were able to bring them to the Beit HaMikdash. So they were kept in their original copper, Because we wanted to remember the miracle. It's more important than putting gold on them is to remember what happened to Nicanor. Others say that these doors didn't need to be changed because they were made of a very special type of copper that shined like gold.